I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. It is almost the end of the fiscal year for a lot of companies. That means it's review time for many employees, the time also when employers decide to give out raises. A new survey from an influential business group says most workers should expect to get just about what they got last year. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, certainly I'm not complaining about what I got last year, but maybe there's something else in the works.
I'm sure there is, Alex. You do wonderful work. But the conference board talked to some companies around the country and found that the average raise this year should be in the neighborhood of about 3.5%. Now, that, of course, is the average. So anywhere between a 0 and 7% would be the range. And the 3.5% is exactly what last year's forecast was. And by the way, it's what they're forecasting next year's average raise will be.
Well, is that high or low?
Well, it's one of the lowest since they started doing the survey in 1975. And this is the second time in 11 years that the increase fell below 4%. The last time was last year. But I asked Charles Peck, who conducts the survey for the conference board, kind of how the figures fit into the overall economic picture. And he says it's very important to measure these raises against inflation. The board is predicting a 2.2% increase in inflation for this year, 2.7% for next year. So if that pans out, then a 3.5% raise is actually a small but comfortable real earnings gain. So he says you do have to measure against inflation.
For example, going back to 1979, salary increases were running 10%, which sounds like a whopping big amount of money. However, inflation was approximately 12%, so the person's salary increase disappeared at the supermarket meat counter.
And the latest figures on consumer prices showed they went up about 0.6% in May, mostly because of food and energy costs, what he was talking about, the supermarket meat counter. And that's something that, of course, the Fed Open Market Committee will be discussing at its meeting on interest rates next Tuesday.
Tess, another statistic out today, durable goods. What's the latest news there?
The latest from the Commerce Department is that orders to factories for durable goods actually fell 1.6% last month. Now, durables are big-ticket items like cars, refrigerators, computers that are meant to last 3 years or more. This drop of 1.6 is significant because most analysts were expecting that number to rise by 1.5%, especially because some other statistics are showing a pickup in the manufacturing sector. So I guess the upshot is we'll have to kind of wait and see if this marks some sort of new trend. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're examining a day of the life, a day in the life of a Washington lobbyist.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.